John, you've talked repeatedly about building a program. Now at the beginning of the season, where are you in that building process?
We're better off today than we were yesterday, the day before, and when I got here January 13th. I think I made a statement early on in January or so that we had a plan. When you are the first pick in the draft, you have first claim off the waivers, which is a good thing. You know, this is something that gives you a chance to better yourself. It'll never happen again, so utilize it. I thought all along that we would come to this point and we would have an opportunity to better ourselves here, make the back end of the roster competitive, and that's all you can ask for. My hat's off to the personnel staff, what they've done and all the hard work they've done, and that's led by Chris Ballard. In 2 days, we had about 3 hours sleep. We started with 100 guys, and then we really kind of narrowed it down to 50, and then we kind of worked through the 50 to get to the 7. By doing our research, analyzing all the different teams, analyzing the preseason, as I talked to you about, and the strengths and weaknesses of the teams, it was early on, you know, we kind of knew that Desmond Moses would kind of be the odd man out. And that's why you'd go and, you know, orchestrate a trade like you did with Dallas. And I think we're in a good place right now. I'm actually looking forward to this game and just kind of see this whole team come together, because this is the 2013 Chiefs.
You mentioned being in the waiver position you were. That's 14 transactions. How much of a product is this? Is a lot of eyes watching the league for a long period of time.
What we've said is not one man has all the answers, but I think if you collectively do this as a group, allow people to take ownership, that's where franchises flourish, is when everybody's involved in the process. But now ultimately we know where the call's got to come from, is making sure that we're not doing too much that will interfere with, you know, game one. I mean, you have to be very selective in how you do this, because, you know, it's going to take a couple weeks for these guys to get into the playbook and understand that. But you know what? The significance is they can contribute immediately on special teams. And that's what you want. That's where the value is going to be. And from the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive skilled guys between the linebackers and the corners, these guys are really going to be good contributing core, special teams core players.
I tweeted out, I said, it's almost wish we could have a week mini camp to get these seven guys acclimated. That doesn't happen. But your coaching staff, because this is now where it translates from personnel to coaching, how confident are you that these guys can be integrated within a week on teams or in 2 weeks in scrimmage days?
I'm glad you asked me that question, because what you've done is we've gotten younger as a team. But these coaches that we have on our staffs are some of the finest teachers that I've seen, and see how they teach these young men. They will get them up to task and speed, you know, as humanly possible. What is good about these guys is everybody learns at different levels. But what I think is interesting about these teachers or coaches is once you understand how an individual learns, then you teach them to that level of how they learn. There's different styles of learning. And that's what's so good about this staff, is they understand you can teach one kid one way and teach another kid another way. One guy may be a visual learner, one guy just may be an audio learner. But it's once you understand the types of learners that they are, then you go teach them your style and strength.